Krista and Samantha, welcome to Around Cincinnati.
Thanks.
Thanks for having us.
I know you have interesting things going on and coming up at Visionaries and Voices, but before we get into that, let's talk a little bit about the institution itself and its purpose. Samantha, can you fill our listeners in on that?
Visionaries and Voices is about 10 years old. We actually started as a grassroots movement with a couple of social workers in the Cincinnati area who happened to also be artists. And they found that with some of the people that they were working with, they had art at home that was not being exhibited, art stuffed under their beds, not being seen. And so they wanted to give those artists an opportunity to find a place in the Cincinnati art community, just as they had. So they actually started exhibiting down on Main Street at Base Gallery, just as a loose group of artists who wanted to spend time together. And then that kind of graduated to having a space at Essex Studios up on McMillan near University of Cincinnati. Then about just over 5 years ago, Visionaries and Voices grew to take over two different studio spaces. We have one in Northside and one in the Tri-County area. And we support about 140 artists annually at those locations. So that's a huge leap in terms of growth over that period of 5 years. And the whole premise behind it is for artists with disabilities to have a voice and an opportunity to participate in the Cincinnati art scene.
I'd particularly like to know about the Teaching Artist Program, which I think you call TAP for its initials.
I came to Visionaries and Voices with a background in art education. I graduated from the University of Cincinnati, and so everything that I looked at when I was working in the studio was through that lens. And I found when I started working at V&V that we had artists that were receiving opportunities to teach in the community, but those artists had not been given the same opportunity to gain skills to teach as I had. So we created a program in-house to kind of connect those artists to those skills. So it's an in-house 30-week teacher training program, essentially, for artists with disabilities to pair up with other art educators and artists in the Cincinnati community. They work to build skills in public speaking, lesson planning, classroom management, and then they actually go out into schools throughout Cincinnati and student teach and practice those skills, with the end goal being that then they would have paid opportunities to teach lessons about their artwork throughout Cincinnati.
Well, we're still a few months away from your April fundraiser for TAP, but what can you tell us about that and its importance to the program?
Going into its fifth year, we have a auction gala fundraiser called Double Vision, generally held in April. This year, it's April 11th at Memorial Hall. What we do for that event is we invite artists from working regionally in the community to come into our studio to meet the artists, to see what we do, to create friendships and working collaborative relationships with the artists at Visionaries and Voices to make work together. And the work that's made in our studio between those collaborations is auctioned off at the event to raise money for our general operating fund.
I'd like to know about some of the individuals who take part.
I think the person that the Cincinnati community has embraced most publicly, it would be Courtney Cooper. Courtney has had an incredible year. Over the past year, he's had a show at the Cincinnati Art Museum with Cole Carruthers, who's also a dedicated volunteer at Visionaries and Voices.
Courtney, for those of you who don't know, draws large-scale maps of Cincinnati, largely from memory. We recently had an event at Mad Tree Brewery with Courtney Cooper, where Mad Tree sponsored a mural in collaboration with Cincy Feud, Young Professionals for Autism, and Contemporary Cabinetry East to produce a large-scale mural project that was site-specific to Mad Tree Brewery. I think other artists that are more recognizable in Cincinnati are the painter Kevin White, whose style is very Aboriginal, colorful. Brian Dooley is another prolific artist that works at the studio who is a jack of all trades. He makes dolls, he does paintings, he sets up site-specific installations that are really related to media. He's a really energetic, exciting person. I think those are really the three most vibrant, recognizable artists that use our studio space.
I've only visited your Spring Grove Avenue studio, and I've only been there once, but I was really struck by how much was going on and how yes. intent people were at their work. And you also have a studio on Northland Boulevard, I think it is.
Correct.
Could you talk a little about those spaces and how they function for your purposes? I mean, the spaces themselves.
We were just talking about this on the ride here, actually. Visionaries and Voices is, we describe as a community studio space. So where a lot of artists who pay to have studio space outside of their home, those spaces are typically cubicle spaces, and an artist is alone in their space and kind of isolated from the other people working, even though they're housed in the same building. And Visionaries and Voices, the space is much more open. We kind of organize things according to media, just for a very practical purpose of not wanting to get paint on a drawing and something like mm-hmm. that. You know, you keep the ceramic things in the ceramic space and the drawing in the drawing area. So we kind of organize the space according to that and then give everybody their own storage spaces for their work. But when you walk in, you're walking actually through a gallery space, and then you're walking into a very open industrial building that just happens to be organized for artists to move around and make different things. The North Side space, I would say, is considerably larger than our Northland Boulevard space in Tri-County. It's more industrial, and it has a white box gallery attached to it. At the Northland space, it's cozier. That space was actually offered to us by the CEO of Frame USA, so it's actually in the Frame USA warehouse. We have our own little cozy nook off the side of that space, and they've been a great partner mm-hmm. with us in recent past. In that space, the ceilings are lower. There's a large table where, again, everybody's kind of working together in one room most of the time, but there are some storage areas and media areas for people to work on things separately away from the main group if they want to.
And what we were talking about is how different the spaces are organized and how each space individually supports the same amount of artists. And we were just realizing that in the course of our conversation, just how different the working environment at both places are. And about 70 artists participate at each studio. So
is it possible for visitors to simply drop by to see what's going on at the studios?
Oh, yeah. Oh, absolutely. The Northside Gallery is attached to the studio space in Northside, and the gallery has shows up every day. Not a different show every day. We have a rotating mm-hmm. calendar. We have 5 different events annually that happen with huge opening parties that are wonderful to attend. But the gallery is open Monday through Friday from 9 o'clock until 4 o'clock.
Well, thanks so much, Krista and Samantha, for coming in to talk with us about all that's going on at Visionaries and Voices. And we certainly wish you well with the April fundraiser for the TAP program.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jane.
Thank
for
you very
us.
Much for having us.
We've been talking with Krista Gregory, Interim Director at Visionaries and Voices, and Samantha Charak, Director of Educational Outreach. For more information on activities there, including the Teaching Artist Program, see the link at wvxu.org. For Around Cincinnati, this is Jane Durrell.